Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so happy, Hunter.
Why are you happy?
So, thank God our buddy Matt Malone over on the country station is such a computer nerd. And I use that lovingly. I do. So I said, Matt, hey, is your internet working slow in here in your studio? He said, well, I don't know. Let me go come take a look. So he came over here. Dude, all we needed to do was update Chrome. That was it.
Oh, for God's sakes. That's all it was?
That's all it was. Dude, it's running like a greased hog now, dude. Hey, fantastic.
Hey, Grandpa, next time your computer's run a little slow, just ask somebody right off the bat.
Just turn it off and turn it back on again.
Okay, I'm calling you out right now. This is ridiculous. All right, so we've been suffering for 2 days because Brock is basically running the show over there with all the controls. Everything that happens on this show it happens in one spot, and it's in that studio. Somebody's got to be in there, right?
Yeah.
The internet's slow. This internet company and blah, blah. You're just like an old man. You're like an old grandpa, dude. Look, so it's like instead of like maybe it's like an update or like something or like instead of like trying to figure it out. No, you just start yelling and griping at things, you know. It's the internet company.
Yeah. There's something going on. It's the government, man. The government is behind my slow internet. They're just trying to squeeze more money out of us.
You know you're getting old when you start just yelling at things without really trying to figure anything out.
God, I was really worried. I thought for sure it was something I downloaded or clicked on, man, but we're okay. We're okay. Luckily, it was just an update. That's all it
is. Somebody's outside on a pole or something.
Clipping
wires.
Yeah, just a squirrel to chew through the line thingy. That's what it was. It was a squirrel.
So. Everything else but yourself. You know. No, you just need to click update right there.
That's it. It took 30 seconds. I'm not even joking. I've spent like 5 days just beating my head against a wall trying to figure this out, and it was just an update.
You know, it's like people taking time out of their day, too. You know what Matt's doing over there now? He's talking to himself in the studio, like, dude, what a moron.
Isn't it?
Like, he couldn't just click. I had to take time out of my show.
Engineer Terry's got, you know, a bunch of emails from me like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on. Can you help me out? And but all right. So we're good. So everyone, I fixed the problem. We're okay because Brock fixed the problem. No help from no one else.
This is why people on customer service are like, so did you unplug it and plug it back in? It's because of people like you.
Oh,
I didn't know.
It wasn't on. I got to turn it on. That's the problem right there. That's right there. Look, all right, I'm not good with technology, okay? I'm sorry. No. I'm not good with the tick and tocks and the Instagrams and the face blogs and my books and all that stuff.
You just go and continue to sit out in the woods. Right?
You know what? I get my
porn. We got all the other tech
stuff. I get my porn from a magazine like an adult, okay? Not in line. I don't need any of this. This fancy computer
stuff. You in there? You in the tube? You're the guy that's like, hey, you in the Facebook?
I'm the kind of guy that still taps the machine, all right, to see if it helps out, you know, like with the old VCR. Just give it a couple hits. Yeah. But we're good now. Dude, we're set to go. We're all set to go. With that said, we got to move on. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Okay.
Brock, you made paint chips as a kid.
I did. Why? A woman in Maine named Kayla Blake was arrested after calling in two bomb threats to a factory operated by Puritan Medical Products last Thursday. In the calls, she said she was going to put bombs around the facility. So the place was evacuated and manufacturing operations shut down for the day, obviously. Well, authorities were able to track the calls back to Kayla, and she admitted that there was never any bombs. She said she made the threats because she wanted to spend time with her boyfriend who worked there.
Come on, dude.
She's obviously charged with felony terrorizing and is being held in jail, so she's not able to spend time with her boyfriend right now, obviously.
You know what? You throw the book at her, man. I'm sorry. Hey, how dumb do you have to be? You just walk around. How'd you make it this far? You're walking around your life just looking around.
And you know, this is probably a good thing for the guy. This is a red flag, all right?
He needs to go.
He needs to
move.
This is, This, change your name. If he was on the fence, like, I just don't know if things are working out with Kayla. Like, I mean, she's a sweet girl, and we have fun together, but there's just something about her. And then she calls it a bomb threat to spend more time with it. That's a red flag. It's time to go, buddy. Yeah, it's time to go.
Threaten an entire building?
Yeah.
You know, people's lives? It's kind of serious. You know, Kayla? Can't be doing that.
I just wanted to spend time with you. I thought you'd think it was romantic if I called it a bomb threat, you know, so we could spend time together. Spend time together.
Go pull the fire alarm.
Yeah. No, don't even do. No, don't,
I mean,
do
don't
that.
Do that. I'm just saying, it's better than bomb threats.
Just send him a text saying, hey, I miss you. Why don't you call in sick today? You know, so literally anything other.
Anything else. I mean, the fire alarm was not a good example, Brock. I'm sorry, but it's better than calling in and threatening people's life. You might as well just go and, I mean, I can't even say that. That's too much, but.
You're showing some red flags there, Hunter. I don't know.
You know what? Pick up the phone. Somebody's calling you.
Look, I'm lonely. Mitch, I'm lonely, okay? I just want to spend some time with you. I miss you so damn much. I miss your scent. I miss your musk. I just need to spend time with you. Anyway, so.
Well, like you said, Kayla's going to be alone for a while.
Yeah, she's going to be alone for a while. She's going to be alone for a while because she's in jail. So she's definitely not getting that boyfriend time. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.